time for another Crop Over conversation. And our guest today is a talented young lady. And she's continued to progress in everything she's been doing. She's made it to the finals of our competitions here. She's dabbled in the Ragga Soca and Power Soca. Even social commentary took a crack at that there and nailed it, in my opinion. Let's see what she's up to. What's happening with her? On the line, let's say good morning to Faith.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I am awesome. How are you?
Me, I'm surviving, man. I'm feeling crop overy.
Yeah, exactly.
We try to create our own space. For me, I was hell bent on making my festival because I didn't know what to expect. So I say, I am going to make sure that I have a crop over and a kaduma, whatever it takes.
In some way.
But it's great that, the music is out there and things are opening up a bit. So you get a chance to have some fun outside.
Safe, definitely. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. How have you been handling things?
I've been great, At first, I'm not going to tell a lie, it kind of had me in a state where I didn't really feel like doing anything, the uncertainty of revenue streams and all that was going on in the world and stuff. But I quickly had to, pick myself up and do creative stuff and get back into the music and, really change the perspective of it all. But I've been great otherwise.
Mm-hmm. I've been seeing you on Instagram. You'll be having your concert series and bringing friends along. What spurred you to do that there? I know you did something like that there previously on stage where you had your friends come along. What spurred you to do it online?
Well, the same COVID-19. After, coming out to that rut of feeling, sad and uncertain, I said, I have to do something that's going to uplift my fans, uplift my followers, because I know a lot of people probably, went through the same thing as me, where they're feeling that kind of way. So I just linked up with a couple of my artist friends and, pitched the idea to them, tell them I want to do a show that's going to spread some joy in the homes while we're on this lockdown period. And Soca Lockdown, it was really, really amazing. The response was really good. The audience really enjoyed it, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Is that then encouraging you to look, because you mentioned revenue stream, is that encouraging you then to look and see how you can monetize doing something online?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely it was in the thought. Now that outside is opening back, quote unquote, I'm definitely going to have a season 2 on the outside. Mm-hmm. So you can, be sure to look out for that as well. But I've definitely considered, ways that us as artists could, make some money online as well.
Mm-hmm. You can be considered among the younger generation of the entertainers. And the younger generation seems to be more in tune and more in touch and more plugged into the social networks and everything that's electronic and online. Are you a part of that drive then to try to ensure that we have ways of efficiently monetizing what we put out there? Because you are among the artists that put music out there at a time when you know that you can't go there and perform the song. But there has to be a way to monetize it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if there's any development on that, I am all in to, help and assist where I can. To make sure that we have that platform to monetize. I mean, as it stands right now, there's still, some online platforms that artists register their music with that would ensure that, we get some kind of revenue coming off of it. Maybe the YouTube, I think Facebook and Instagram are looking into it. And then, the usual streaming sites, Apple Music, Spotify, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, that being said, I know that you've been working with Paul Paris now. I've seen your development through the years, and I know the different people you've worked with, and there seems to be, you know, a change, or well, not a change, let's say a progression of the career. Where are you looking to go now with this alignment with Paul? He mentioned that you've been friends for the last few years. So I'm guessing you built up that relationship. Where is this relationship now taking you?
Okay, well, we decided to work on this project together, the Paul P project. They brought the song to me and everything. It was written by Pull the Trigger, Boom, Miss Shanna Hines. So I just said, you know what, we're gonna see how this goes. We're going to work together hand in hand on this project and, you know, see if we could build that relationship into something more. But definitely it has been really good. The response for this song is truly amazing, not only in Barbados, in Canada and some other parts of the world as well. So I am truly grateful for that, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, seeing where the relationship goes as well as the song. In terms of the direction of where we're going, it's just a true representation of who I am. As you said, is a progression. I see it as an evolution. And just, you know, tapping into sides of me that I kind of lost along the way, being influenced by those around me, kind of taking that all in and you know, not fully putting my full self into it. You know, you are inspired by people, but sometimes you get lost with all that's going around. So I just had to take a little reset, and I think, you know, COVID really helped me to just calm down and, you know, really look back on where I came from, what I was doing before I was into soca. I just kind of meshing it all together.
All right, well, Faith, we're going to take a break for the Traffic Beaters Report, but just hold the line, and we're going to continue this conversation with you, okay?
No problem.
All righty. The time is now 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time for our Traffic Beaters Report. For that, we turn once again to Sergeant Siebert Johnson.
Well, thank you once again, Kashi. Good morning again to all the listeners. No accidents reported, but traffic conditions are heavy along Matsud and Top Rock. Moderate to heavy flows going along Sergeant Village, Upper Column Rock, and Bishop's Court Hill. Steady heavy traffic report on Government Hill going on from Matt Bill going on Government Hill onto Three Road, West Spring Hill, Belmont Constitution is a moderate traffic. Hustle turning toward Fredon Station Hill was steady. Mike Hall coming from Bushall was moderate. And on Jackson and Green Hill, we had a steady heavy movement heading into the city. It was busy on Royal Map Highway. It was steady on Highway 1 and the ABC Highway, also moderate flows. I'm happy to know now that something has been done in that junction of St. Silas and Royal Map Highway in the section. Let's hope persons reduce their speed now in the area for sure. Please be careful. Whatever you do, let's all be safe until my next update. It's all yours.
Thank you very much, Siebert Johnson. 13 minutes after 8 o'clock, and Faith is still with us. I believe she's still with us. You still there?
Faith? Yes, please. I'm here.
Right, yeah. I know it's breakfast time, so I didn't want you to run off and get your breakfast. Now, I know for you, fitness is a big part. You offer the entire package in terms of not just putting the music out, but imaging as well. How have you been keeping up with your fitness regime in time like this year, where, you know, I know you're a gym baby.
Listen, I'm not going to tell a lie. I have been struggling to do, you know, at home workout. You said I am. Gym baby. So I am accustomed to, you know, working out at the gym and, you know, lifting the heavy weights and stuff like that. So at home, it was a little different for me, you know, being having to reprogram that whole lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But I got in a couple, and now that the gyms are open back, you can definitely expect to see me back pretty soon.
Now, with female artists in particular, there's always a lot of emphasis on the looks. There's always, I don't know if I want to say an expectation, but, you know, you got to go there. You got to look a certain way. You have to perform and behave a certain way, sing a certain kind of song. How hard is it for you to combat that stereotype? And how are you combating it? Or are you?
I guess for me, it will be a little different because I don't feel the pressure of, you know, having to be that way because I am naturally like that. I love to dress up.
I thought you were trying to say, well, I don't look good and go try.
No, that's not it at all. But I love to get dressed up for sure. I mean, my team has been really good for me, my glam squad, as they call it. You know, Kentu's with the hair, Ray Fashion Academy with the makeup, and then I got a lot of supporters in the clothing industries as well. So, I mean, it's not that hard for me, but I do agree that, you know, a little more pressure is put on the females to, you know, really bring it in fashion and in style. But for me, I haven't really, you know, felt that pressure too much.
And I know that Alyssa Hines is one of your mentors. You've worked closely with her through the years, and you would have received countless tidbits of advice. I think having someone like that in your midst is priceless. How much do you think she's influenced where you are right now and where you want to go?
She has really been a big influence. I mean, from even before considering to sing soca music. I remember growing up and watching her on TV and, you know, dancing in front of the TV and doing the most. Like, my mom would tell me the stories and their process, I mean, and being able to come into the music business and, you know, not only have her as a mentor, but a friend. I could call Allison and say, Allison, doing X, Y, Z, I want a little advice, you know, and she is there willing to help for sure. And I remember her taking me to Trinidad with her and just, you know, experiencing Carnival on that side and really taking any tips, you know, meeting other artists that I also look up to. So it has been truly influential for me coming through the music industry for sure.
Absolutely. And I remember you chronicling that particular trip to Trinidad with Allison, and it was very jealous, not necessarily because you're with Allison, but because you were in Trinidad there. Now, what about the entry into Kaiso? Because as I say, you know, you've done the other stuff. Kaiso now is a different beast. So I was pleasantly surprised when I got that song and I heard it. Wow. Oh. She could, but can she do it live? And she did it live. what sparked that move to enter Pickety Crop?
Well, I think it started from doing backup in the Headliner Tent. Before I really, you know, marched onto the scene, on the soca scene, I was doing Headliners. Backups and, you know, on final stages with Blood and iWeb and some of the legends, I would say, of the Pickety Crop Arena. And I was really inspired by that. And even prior to that, my mom would take me to Junior Monarch finals. You know, I think it used to be right after Katie's Kadumant. So I was always, you know, a part of that and liking the feel of it. And you know, last year I just said, okay, I'm going to try it. I'm going to come out front this time. After I, you know, stopped singing back up, I say I'm going to come out front. So I contacted my friend Shane Jones. He's part of the Water Street Boys.
Yeah.
They actually wrote the track for me, Build It. And I just went full steam ahead with it. And I mean, it was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. I love the theater aspect of it. It's obviously I had to, you know, learn a little thing or two in terms of enunciations and you know, how they really express themselves. But I think I got a lot of knowledge from just watching, just watching it unfold the previous years.
All right. Well, that's great. It was nice to see you on that stage. I hope that you're going to keep it
fit. Thank you. Yeah, for sure. All right.
Good stuff. Now, again, we don't have the festival as we would like it this year. And many people say it gives them a chance to retake stock of where they are, where they want to go. So as we wrap things up now, where does Faith see her career going? We had the album launch last year. Mm-hmm. You know, 2020 feels like 5 years put together. I can't believe that album launch was actually just last year. But, there's been a lot you've accomplished, but what else are you looking to accomplish? What's next?
My main focus right now, like I say, my main goal is to really get the brand and the name into international markets. So, you know, really securing that spot outside of Barbados, get DJs and people knowing who Faith Callender is and what she brings and what she offers. I think that's going to be my main goal for now. Just creating content around my unique song, and just really pushing the brand as far as it can go.
Well, you know, I actually had a conversation with someone, and there's no denying your content. You've been building that content for the last few years. So there's that content there. And the person said to me, listen to me, see, Faith, one big hit away from stardom, that's all. You've got the look, you've got the catalog, you've got the fans out there. So I just encourage you to keep you're doing. Absolutely
for
amazing
sure.
talent and a beautiful person. So thank you for the time
thank
this morning.
Thank you so
Faith.
Much. Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. Always a pleasure.
You enjoy. I look out for seeing or hearing you again. Anything else coming from you this year?
Yeah, you could definitely look out for some more stuff. Just keep locked on my social media. Mm-hmm. I'm most active on Instagram. That's at Faith Callender. But you can find me on all social media platforms at Faith Callender. But for sure, I'm going to have some more content coming out. We got some video content as well to release for the latest release, Don't Break Yet. So yeah, definitely keep locked. Definitely keep locked.
Feeling it. Thank you very much, Faith. Have a great day. And thanks
you
for spending
too.
Time with us. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.